I feel like I've known you forever. Which seems absurd, as I've only recently met you. Plato believed that we already knew everything in the world, but on the way to creation, we forgot it along the process. When we find connection with people, are we really remembering who we actually are? I feel like I was fated to meet you in this life as I have in previous. I struggle with the common man's intuition of what is knowable and what is real. Your effect on me challenges my sense of reason. I am not a person of extremes. I never have been. I'm not one to exaggerate and look through rose-colored glasses, in fact. I've been fighting these extreme feelings that I've had through some misplaced sense of rationality. Rationalizing these feelings has become arduous. I find solace and identity in the philosophy of hedonism. Epicureanism's version of hedonism, as an ethical theory, claims that good and bad consist ultimately of pleasure and pain. Pleasure and pain is something that I've been far too familiar with because of you, you see. I didn't realize that I was suffering until I felt your pleasure, and it's unnerving to discover profound emptiness only upon its absence. I crave your existence because now that I've had you, I can't go back to that emptiness. I need to touch you. I need to feel the pulse in your neck and the warmth of your body, the softness of your skin and your hard nipples as I graze over your breast. I need my fingers running down your stomach and stomping on your mount just so I can hear your breath quicken in anticipation. I want to deliberately move them lower, parting your lips just to feel your wetness. And you, my dear, are so... I take your wetness on my finger, feeling your lips and clit swell as I rub you. Your moans and movements coax me to keep going. I slowly push my middle finger inside of you as my thumb continues to rub your clit. Your reaction makes me want to do this forever. I slowly push in another finger as I wrestle with the struggle to keep you on the edge. We'll bring you over and make you calm. Your pleasure means everything to me, so I have no choice. Your orgasm sounds like a symphony. The suffering I feel from needing more is too much to handle, and I am immediately addicted. All I can think about is worshipping and giving you more pleasure. So I get down on my knees where I belong to kiss your pussy. The trail a wetness from your lips to mine is a thing of art, and I indulge myself by licking my lips. This primal need for more takes over, and I put my hands on your ass and pull you into me, lapping up every drop that I can get, running my tongue over your clit to make you drip more, anything to make you drip more. I feel like I'm becoming immortal drinking you. I need to be fully covered in your wetness and smell. I want to be consumed by it. This extreme pleasure that I get from lapping up your wetness is also torture, knowing that it will never be enough. I know now that I've never tasted anything until I've had you, because you were the greatest fucking thing that I have ever had. I feel you start to collapse into me as you scream. I don't want to stop. Please don't make me stop tasting you. It is not my life's purpose to make you feel desired and worshipped. Let me hold you up and pleasure you. I now live to pleasure you, please. You deserve and need one more. Let me worship you by spending my days pleasing you. Let me express my need and desire by making you come. Let me lick you and clean you. Let me smell you. Let me savor you. I want to hold your wetness in my mouth because the thought of swallowing and not tasting you again is too torturous for me. Please, let me make you come. Just one more orgasm, knowing that it won't fucking be enough. Forgive me one more. Give me one more. Just one more drop of your wetness. One more drop of your wetness. Just one more moan. One more breath edge. Anything from you, just let me be your good girl and make you come. Give me your orgasm, my desire. As you fully collapse onto me, and I hold and kiss you, I can no longer understand how I've lived this long without the divine pleasure of you. My pleasure and understanding of myself comes from